I don't understand which of those two things is a bad deal.
Ron Paul, he's been climbing in Iowa steadily. He's been accusing you of serial hypocrisy in your campaign ads. We've watched him in recent debates. We've heard some rather unorthodox ideas on foreign policy. Does he have an unstable foreign policy?
Look, I think that the odds against the Republican Party nominating somebody who's for drug legalization and who doesn't understand that an Iranian nuclear weapon is dangerous and who believes that the United States is to blame for 9/11, I think as people look at his whole record, it's very unlikely he's going to be the nominee. But he has millions of dollars. He has strong volunteers who largely build out of people who want to legalize drugs. And there's no question he's got a good ground game. I think he's run a very good campaign. And you have to have great respect for Ron Paul because he's put together his coalition based on what I think are pretty unorthodox ideas, but he nonetheless is attracting a good following.
Yeah, I mean, and you're bringing up, you know, what we've heard before, and that is that he's basically, in the eyes of some, a truther.
Well, it's kind of strange. I mean, if you watch the debates and you go back and pull together his comments at all the debates and just string them into one theme so you can see it, this is a guy who basically says, you know, if the United States were only nice, we wouldn't have had 9/11. He doesn't want to blame the bad guys. He thinks it was wrong to take out al-Awlaki, even though he was actively an enemy combatant urging the killing of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
You just go down the list. He dismisses the danger of an Iranian nuclear weapon and seems to be indifferent to the idea that Israel could be wiped out. And then, as I said, I think the key to his volunteer base is people who want to legalize drugs. And I think when the average Republican understands that, his candidacy will shrink pretty dramatically. But he has run a good campaign. He believes sincerely in what he believes. And he's been a cheerful, steady advocate for his views. And you have to have respect for that.
All right.